Did I tell you the sponsor yet? I can't see you, by the way. I've got a blinding headache. Singular Wireless. I cannot see you at all.
I know. It's the village of the damned.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just cretins.
Dang.
Just think of a dungeon with cretins.
Monsters?
With their knuckles hanging on the floor and chains crawling around going, we are the DJs. We will tell you the fire in Arlington this morning is on 51st Avenue Northeast in Arlington. It's the National Food Plant. This building also houses chickens. Joyce Taylor on King 5 a few minutes ago surmised that it could be, in the words of Joyce, an egg manufacturing plant.
Where I'm from, John, that is the mascot of West Seattle. The egg manufacturer is the chicken, Joyce.
That's right.
Chicken.
Yes. I'll drop her a line and let her know.
All right.
Egg manufacturing plant, chicken.
Perfect.
This is Wendell J. Wellington. Remember, all musical selections featured on the Melody Ranch quiz will really stink.
Woody.
Come in, Woody.
This is. Hey.
Hi, Wood. How are you? What do you purchase?
I purchase for a major construction company.
What do you purchase?
You name it. Anything that they need.
Honey buckets.
Yes, I do those, too. We have 27 on this job right now.
All righty. And
I have to call and let them know that it's time to empty them.
Who checks?
What do you say?
Well, you see one of the guys come running out holding his nose. You know it's time to change it.
That's
a pretty good sign there.
Yeah, it is. Woody, hey there. Category today.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow! Morning.
Category today, anger rock, at 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Hello?
Did I say 7 o'clock?
Uh-huh.
I was thinking of the egg manufacturer.
The egg manufacturer.
Category anger rock, it was on this day, April 4th, 1995. Our angry mystery band denounced Ticketmaster, saying as a ripoff, and they refused to have their tickets and their concerts sold through Ticketmaster. Won't do it. Instead, they created their own, I shall call it a company.
A ticket company?
Yeah, a ticket company.
All right.
With they only had a $2 ticket fee, and as you know, Ticketmaster can just, you know, shake you down. Name the Anger Ball Rockers.
Would that be like Pearl Jam?
It was Pearl Jam.
Was it Pearl Jam?
You know, I got my niece, hang on the line here, baby, a karaoke machine for Christmas or something. And it came with the CDs. And Last Kiss came as, and it was the Pearl Jam version, not the original. And she'd never heard the song Last Kiss before. And I went upstairs and I thought, well, where'd she get the Eddie Vedder record? She got him down. So is that like the easiest song in the world or something?
It must be, yeah.
My face is on fire.
Have you seen Roy around?
Yeah, I haven't seen him. Okay. I have a recorded message.
From Otis?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Well, I haven't heard it. He left it. Left a cassette in an envelope.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can play it.
All right.
All right, I have to get it ready to go here.
All right,
well, we'll take one phone call in Roy's Lucky String Contest.
The longest piece of string?
And Roy will send you a piece of string in the mail.
Okay, well, that's great. We don't need to take...
The longest piece of string wins!
Damn.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
You calling for your string?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hang on. We'll put you on hold and patch you through to Roy.
That's a real good contest. Shatheed is his real name. It was Shatheed Otis, and his grandmother wanted to shorten it to Roy. And I just think it's time that he knows his real name.
I guess now is that time.
Right. So if he comes in and he wants a spelling, will you spell it for him?
I'll let you do that. You're his mother, and it was your mother, Joyce, apparently his grandmother, that gave him that name. I'll have to ask her about that when I talk to Dave about his lucky big boots.
Just mock my family, right? Your mother calls me in the middle of the night. You hear me crying about it?
I know.
You know, if that was my family calling you, I'd never hear the end of it. His mother calls me at like...
Yeah, Mom, Robin would really love to hear from you. But, you know, it's a very strange thing. She doesn't want to hear from you until around midnight. Call her then, can you? Oh, I'll call her right after David Letterman. Perfect.
God. I don't even know what I said to the poor thing. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, come in.
Yeah, I was just calling to let you know they're having a huge, all this egg talk, they're having a huge sale on fried eggs down in Arlington this morning.
Fried eggs. That is really rock solid material that you've come up with, sir.
Well, you know, listening to you guys.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And I understand that, sure. I suppose you'd like to see Rod Stewart, wouldn't you?
Not personally.
Okay.
Not particularly. We can't give him away.
That is the fourth time this morning.
Is that is? It's not a good sign for Rod. Is it over?
I cannot believe it. I can't.
The Rod's not so people aren't screaming.
And don't be calling right now to get them because I've offered you the opportunity.
Yeah, I listen to these two bozos too. Rick Jones here in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. And can somebody open a window? And if your marriage needs a little fresh air, give us a call. Goldberg Jones at 1-800-DIVORCE.
I can't see you, by the way. I've got a blinding headache. Excuse me.
Sure.